Hello guys, and welcome back to my podcast.
Okay guys, I'm sorry there are so many dog episodes. Tomorrow will be the last one. It's gonna be a fun episode with a special guest. So we are going to be talking about reasons why you should adopt, not shop. The first reason is that it could save lives. You're giving a pup a chance at a loving and happy life. And you're also providing a space for another dog in need from wherever, like from streets, like if they need help. Since you're adopting a dog, you're giving it a forever home, but you're also freeing up room in the thing if it's full, so another animal in need could come and have a chance of getting a happy life too. Most likely, once one dog is adopted, another one quickly takes its place so that the animals have a chance of life. Now for reason two. You're saving money. At a pet shelter, the fee tends to be $50 to $300. These fees are most likely for your pets. These fees are also pay off what for the pet spray, the nuclear surgery, vaccine fees, microchips, and treatments received upon arriving. Like the deworming or flea treatments. Adoption fees are also supporting the shelter and their efforts to keep providing good money so that they can buy things for their pets, so the pets that they have in the shelter have food, water, toys, and everything else they need. Also, do your research and you should be aware of who you're getting your puppy from. Reason number three, because you'll get a great animal. When you adopt, you might get most adopted animals or house trained because they were in a house before, they were with a family before you, most likely, because they were most likely, because they might have been left because the family was moving or didn't have enough time to take care of it. So the most dogs in the shelter are potty trained and house trained, while the breeders, they don't bother training them because they think it's a waste of time and they just want the money that the animal can get them. So they won't bother to train them. They won't bother to do anything for that pet. Reason number four, because it's one way to fight puppy mills. If you're buying from a pet store, you're getting it from a breeder. But if you're buying it from a pet store, they're getting it from puppy mills. Unless it's a if it's a big chain pet store, it might not be a breeded puppy. If it's from a small shop, you don't know though. And you're not supporting them, and that's good. And like, when you're not supporting them, and you're saving an animal again, and you're helping animals. You're helping animals, cause when you buy your animal, that's one step to taking down puppy mills. Okay, the last reason. Reason number five, the last reason. Because the Shelter Pet Project makes it easy. You can go to the Shelter Pet Project to find pets near you that has the color you want, the size you want, the temperament and breed that are waiting for their forever homes. So you can find your animal online. Most pet shelters use this. So this will help you a lot. So anyway, that's it for today. Come back tomorrow to meet a special guest. And tomorrow will be the last puppy for sure. The last puppy episode for sure. So I'll see you tomorrow. Bye guys. Make sure to tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow will be fun.